Head golf coach Kelly Fulmer live over the phone this morning. Coach Fulmer, good morning to you today.
Good morning.
Morning, Coach. We appreciate you coming on with us. And, boy, the season just around the corner. One thing I wanted to start off talking about with as far as golf's concerned with high school golf, Star Valley has, I used the phrase earlier in the show, a line straddler. They've been 3A and /4A back and forth a few times, now squarely in the 4A. What kind of a difference did that make last season as far as from the coaching and the program's perspective?
Well, it kind of changed our goals a little bit, and it does make quite a bit of difference. When we, in 3A, being one of the larger 3A schools, when we are average, we're near the top. But moving to 4A, when we're average, our goals become, let's try to make the state. 3A doesn't have an elimination, but 4A does. So you can't even go to the state tournament unless you qualify. And we were able to do that last year, and we felt pretty proud just to do that and make it to state.
When you look at the future of golf at Star Valley High, Coach, are you expecting 4A to be the standard now, or do you expect maybe some more back and forth between 3A and 4A? Do you think you're 4A for good?
Yeah, the numbers seem to bear out, and the way that the activity association is going, we're going to be in 4A. I don't see us going back to 3A.
Looking at that, just kind of recapping how the teams did last year, the girls team finishing seventh, the guys were eighth, but as you mentioned, qualifying for that. Let's talk about who's coming back from those teams and who we can expect to be reading about as they get the fall season underway.
Well, on the boys' side, we're bringing everybody back. We didn't lose anybody, and we have more coming in. So the future on the boys' side looks really good. We have a lot of younger kids coming up that are in middle school right now who we see every day who are already shooting scores that would put them on the varsity team. And we didn't lose anybody. We have a lot of people vying for those varsity spots that absolutely have the ability to play that well. So we're as loaded as we've been in a very long time on the boys' side, and it looks to be that way for the next few years. So we should be competitive. And on the girls' side, we're bringing back let me go back to the boys' side. PJ Horsley is our number one player. He was All-State last year, competed very well, one of the better golfers in the state, and he'll be coming back and leading a bunch of juniors and a couple seniors. We have the Ordina twins. They live out on the golf course. They get plenty of golf in. They live right there. And so that's who we're going to be looking to see hear from. On the girls' side, we're bringing back two girls who were at State last year, and that's Sheridan Coles, who will be a senior, and Jordan Horsley will be a junior, and they've been playing all summer. They've been in some Idaho tournaments, and we're adding a couple girls from the volleyball program who were golfers, and they've golfed throughout their life, but they've decided to play golf their senior year, so we're getting a couple there. So we look strong on the girls' side as well.
Poaching the other sports, Coach. I see.
That was kind of an evil laugh.
Just a little bit.
Been done to me for sure, so I guess turn about fair play.
Star Valley High School golf coach Kelly Fulmer this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Coach, as you prepare for the season, walk us through your schedule, some of the first events that you have coming up. As we've talked before in the past, the golf season's just a frenzy. It starts, and then you go, and a few weeks later, you're done.
Yeah, I heard you guys mention earlier that 4A football is the only sport that starts on the 7th, but we do too. We start on Monday.
I forgot about that.
Oh. We actually have our first tournament on Wednesday next week.
Wow,
jeez.
So, we'll be 25%
deep fried Twinkie
done with our season by next week.
You can be eating your deep fried Twinkie while you play.
Yeah, so we start with our tryouts on Monday and Tuesday. We've got 50 kids coming out for golf.
Wow.
And that it's a big process. I have to secure 18 scorekeepers. We have to do tee times and then get them all on the course and decide who we're going to have on our team. Well, we're not able to keep all 50 golfers, of course, so we're going to have to cut the team down, and we're going to do that Monday and Tuesday. And then we'll take our freshly minted team and start on Wednesday with our first tournament. And all our tournaments are 2 days, so that's Wednesday and Thursday. And that's going to be here at Star Valley View. We're opening on the first tournament, And then the next week we have JV tournaments and varsity tournaments. And after 4 weeks, our season's done and we're going into conference.
Coach, I got to be honest. I had no idea you were getting that amount of kids to come out for golf. I didn't know you had to make cuts. How is that something new to this program that you've grown that much?
It's not new, but we've never had this many come out. We've had to cut it down for the last few years. But golf has taken a turn. It's become the thing in the high school. If the basketball and Coach Young from football ever want to find any of their players, they just need to come out to the golf course because they're all out there playing golf. And there's been so many. This spring, it was just became kind of the thing to do. I've seen so many high school kids out there playing, and they're trying to get onto the course with so many adults who are playing. Anybody who's been out at the course this summer just knows that you're lucky to find a parking place. So golf's extremely popular right now, and we've just had a lot of kids who have kind of, I guess, jumped on that bandwagon, and they've played a little, and they want to come out and see if they can make the team.
You touched on that, including some that are coming up from the middle school that you say have already kind of had some significant time on the links. What kind of talk to us about that process of paring down who it's going to be, and then, you know, let's say someone is kind of left behind on that initial cut. Do you still kind of keep them in the Rolodex in case the season goes a different way? Do you keep them on file?
Yeah, that's the difficult thing is we can't treat them all the same because they're all trying for the same team. We don't have a freshman program. And so if we have a freshman player who is outside of our cut line, but they show a lot of potential and they're going to be involved, we certainly want to keep them around because they're going to get better and they're going to continue. Whereas if we have a senior who comes out and maybe just misses it, they're two different entities, that senior and that freshman, in the way we treat them. So it is difficult, but on the plus side, with golf, it's a little easier. We're not making any subjective decisions. We're just letting them play. Their scorekeepers accompany each group. And the scores kind of speak for themselves. It's a lot like track where you just line up and whoever crosses the finish line, it's pretty cut and dried and who's first, second, third, and fourth. So we're going to have to pare it down, but we want to do so by keeping the kids in golf. We don't want to send them away thinking, well, I tried golf, I guess I'm done. We certainly want them to stay in the sport because it is a lifetime sport and there's a lot of joy and satisfaction that can come from golf over the years. So we want to keep them in, and we want to keep the younger ones definitely in our program.
Star Valley High School golf coach Kelly Fulmer on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, Coach, you mentioned you start up on Monday. You host your first event on Wednesday. Tell us more about that host event, who's coming, and what schools you expect to be here.
We'll have everybody in the Southwest region. The Activity Association is really focused on trying to get schools to host events in the quadrants where they can come, so they're not having to drive several hours to go to their first tournament. So we'll have everyone around us from Rock Springs and Green River and Kemmer and Lyman and Evanston and Jackson and Pinedale. Everybody in our quadrant will be there. And then next week in Evanston, it'll be essentially the same group. We're heavy on hosting. As we've mentioned before, we don't own the venues where we play. And when we host, Afton has the potential to lose up to $7,000 to $10,000 the 2 days we host. And so asking them to give up their course for 2 days is a substantial thing, and all the other towns and schools have to do the same thing. But we found that Afton is a little more civic-minded and a little more, high school supportive. And so we're hosting regionals because Laramie can't. And that was kind of put on us just a few weeks ago, where they called and said, Laramie is not able or unable or unwilling to host the regionals. Will you guys take it? And I guess they expect us to say yes. And Afton did say yes, so we're hosting that. And Star Valley Ranch is hosting us again. So we'll be a lot of our season at home. We do a joint tournament with Jackson called the Snake River Shootout. And Coach Allen in Jackson has been very proactive and great in getting these private courses to give him the course for the day. So we're playing in Teton Pines on the first day, and then we'll be at Cedar Creek in Star Valley Ranch the second day. And as you know, Cedar Creek is very busy, a lot of members there too. But the new pro, Alan McJunkin, and the golf board out there really wanted us there. And so there's a lot of people making sacrifices and giving up some things to let all these high school kids onto their courses.
It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday and Star Valley Golf Coach Kelly Fulmer joining us today. Coach, we appreciate your time. Thank you for the insight on your team and your program, and wish you the very best luck as you get going next week.